This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A rather large crowd gathered here on a Friday night as we prepare for South Central Conference basketball action for the Litchfield Purple Panthers of Drew Logan. They will start Blaine Stewart, a 5'10 sophomore, Blake McGill, a 5'10 junior, John Corso, a 5'11 senior, Austin Niehaus, a 6'2 senior, and Anthony Boston, a 6'3 senior. So it'll be Stewart, McGill, Corso, Niehaus, and Boston starting for Drew Logan and the Litchfield Purple Panthers. One young man missing from that starting lineup, 5'10 senior Brady Bishop, rehabbing an injury. We had an opportunity to talk to him earlier this evening. Things are going well, and hopefully, although he may not be playing anymore in 2019, he's definitely going to be ready for 2020. Would like to be back as early as possible. A good target date, of course, would be that Litchfield Invitational. Brady Bishop, the young man who is the quarterback of this basketball team, not only does he handle the ball and take good care of it, but he's also quite the three-point shooter. We wish him well on his road to recovery, and hopefully he can get back on the court sooner than later. For the Staunton Bulldogs, who come in with a 3-2 record, 0-1 in conference play, Coach Ty Locks will start Brent Kinder, a 6'2 senior, Kyle McCullough, a 5'11 senior, Devin Ray, a 5'11 senior, Ethan Booth, a 6'5 senior, and Frank Goss, a 6'3 junior. So it'll be Kinder, McCullough, and Ray, Booth, and Goss for the Staunton Bulldogs of Coach Ty Locks in his first year at the helm of the Bulldogs. They have a 3-2 record. They are 0-1 in conference play, having lost to Vandalia last Friday night. The Purple Panthers, decked out in their purple uniforms with the white numerals, black and white trim, they will be headed right to left as we look down on the court. And the Staunton Bulldogs in their white uniforms with the red numerals, black and red trim, they'll come at us and they'll get the tip and go straight to the basket. And it'll be Devin Ray with an easy layup, and that's the way we get things started for the Purple Panthers. It will be a Staunton basket to start things off. The Purple Panthers are going to turn it over as they try to head the other way, and it's going to be a turnover right back. So each team with one early turnover will even that up on the scoreboard. However, the Bulldogs still with a 2-0 lead. The Purple Panthers will bring it down. It'll be Corso working the point. He'll swing it over on the wing. Back up top it'll come as Corso swings it around to the right. Now in to Boston. His short jumper will not go. And Staunton comes away with the rebound. Back this way comes Devin Ray running the show for the Bulldogs. He'll bring it over on the right wing. Picks up his dribble, now looks for a cutting Ethan Booth on the baseline. Finds him there. Booth with a baseline jumper will not go. Coming up with a rebound is Blaine Stewart. Stewart with a rebound, and the Purple Panthers will head back the other direction. Into the corner it goes. Long three is up, and it's good. Bottom of the net for Blaine Stewart, and that puts the Purple Panthers on top, 3-2. Ray now bringing the ball down over to the right wing, into the baseline. He wants to go to Booth again. Booth touches the baseline with the dribble, so that'll be turnover number 2 on SHS. Gives the ball back over to Litchfield, and it'll be Blaine Stewart bringing the ball up on the dribble this time, facing a 3-2 zone by the Staunton Bulldogs. Over on the wing it goes to Corso. Corso, nowhere to go, kicks it back out top to Stewart. Stewart looking inside for Boston. He's not open, so he'll kick it over to Corso in the corner. Back up top, it'll come to Blake McGill. McGill shot, oh, he instead sends it down to the big guy, And a big guy gets two up there. That is Anthony Boston with the bucket. So Boston has the bucket, making it 5-2 Litchfield. Down the other way, it'll go into McCullough. And then off to Booth for the shot just in front of the rim. It falls up short. And the Purple Panthers come away with it. Didn't know that the Staunton student population was all going to stand up right in front of me. Thus, I'm not going to be able to sit tonight. Well, I'll tell you what, Lane Sturt, he's not sitting either. As he drives to the middle of the lane, pops a 10-footer, give him 5 points, give the Purple Panthers a 7-2 lead. Over to Ray it goes. Ray's going to drive in, kick it in the corner. Shots up and no good. That was Frank Goss trying the baseline from the right side. It wouldn't go. Leading 7-2, 3 minutes into this one, the Purple Panthers will head the other way. Corso going to take it over, kick it off to Sturt. Sturt with a long three. This one's off the iron, no good. Niehaus comes up with a rebound. And it goes to Boston. He'll square up and fire that one off the right side. Good little power move there by Anthony Boston. Makes it 9-2. Ray dribbles around in circles between the circles. Now kicks it over on the wing to Goss. Goss goes back up top. They'll reverse to Ray over on the left wing now. Back up top, it goes to McCullough. McCullough into Kinder. Kinder has it stolen away. Turnover number 3 on Staunton as Corso was the pilferer that time. Corso picks up his dribble, starts to kick it over in the corner. Almost lost it. However, McGill's able to recover. Into Boston, they go again. Boston with a shot. He's on fire from 10 feet. Give him 6 points. Give the Purple Panthers an 11-2 lead. Purple Panthers of Litchfield, 11. Bulldogs of Staunton, 2. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, being of obstructed view by the student body of the Staunton Bulldogs. They're here having a good time. A couple of them turned around and saw me here. They sat down, but the majority of them, they're down the next section, and they have no idea the old man can't see over them. Will suffice as the Bulldogs will inbound. They'll bring the ball up top to McCullough. McCullough off to Goss. Goss to Ray. Ray over on the right side. They'll reverse it back to the left side. Into the lane. Shots up. Off the iron. No good. Booth fighting for the rebound. Tips it, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the red and white. Litchfield with the ball at the 3:48 mark of quarter number one. They lead 11-2. They'll head the other way. Corso's caught in a double team as he picked up his dribble. Now off to Boston. Oh, Boston with a nice pass to Niehaus. Give Austin the 2 points. Give Anthony Boston an outstanding assist on that one. And it's going to be an opportunity for a 3-point play, as that foul is going to be called against Ethan Booth. Booth will pick up his first, and it will be to the free throw line. Austin Niehaus to attempt to complete the 3-point play. But first things first, timeout on the floor. As they take a timeout, we will too. You're listening to WSMI. WSMI. Want to remind you that we have a busy Saturday coming your way tomorrow. WSMI Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. We'll give you all the scores from throughout Mid-Illinois. Then WSMI Sports Saturday comes your way at 9:02 a.m. on WSMI FM 106. Girls High School Basketball, we'll have Hillsboro at Litchfield live at 2:45 on WSMI FM 106. Free throws up and good by Niehaus. Following the girls game, we'll also have the, before the girls game, we'll have the Illini basketball coming your way, the bragging rights game in St. Louis, Illinois taking on Missouri. That will come your way at about 11 o'clock on WAOX 105.3, the Ox. Britt Kinder gets a nice pass while in the air, decides I don't need to come down. He'll deposit it. Makes it 14-4 in favor of the Purple Panthers. Into Boston. Oh, had the shot. Instead, he wanted to kick it out in the corner. What he did was kicked it up in the stands. Second turnover of the game. And Corso's giving him a little bit of advice. Hey, big boy, you don't need to send it back out to us. You need to put the ball in the basket Well, Anthony already has 6 points tonight. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Ray deep in the corner, being guarded by Niehaus. Niehaus going to get called for the blocking foul. On Austin, that will be his first. On the Purple Panthers, that will be their first. Booth will have a seat, as he'll be replaced by Jacob Futrell in the lineup, as Ray has the ball over on the left wing. Inside, it'll go to McCullough. McCullough's going to be called for traveling as he slid those feet after he picked up his dribble. Fourth turnover on Staunton. Booth will come back into the ball game, and after a brief stay on the floor, Jacob Futrell will head back to the bench. Corsell will bring it down the floor. Niehaus goes down to a low post. Down the lane goes Corsell. Off the glass, no good. Niehaus couldn't come up with it. Devin Ray does, however, and they'll come the other way. Off to Kinder. Kinder throws it away. Turnover number 5 on SHS. Purple Panthers with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Will bring it down on the dribble. Corsell picks up his dribble. Gives it off to Niehaus. Niehaus spun at the free throw line and then gave it off, giving it up to McGill. McGill gives it up to the Bulldogs. Turnover number 3 on Litchfield. Back this way they'll come. With McCullough with the ball. Gives the ball off to Frank Goss. They'll swing it back around to Ray between the circles. He'll swing it up to Goss. Thought about a 3. Instead, he'll go to the corner to McCullough. Baseline drive. Kicks it out to Ray for 3. Bottom of the net. Devin Ray with the trade to go along with 2, give him 5, make it 14-7 as we go into the final 100 seconds of the first quarter. Little handoff there to Corso, who's in trouble. He'll lose the ball, turnover number 4. The other way, the Bulldogs cannot get the shot to drop, but Booth comes up with a rebound. He's going to be fouled, I believe. That's going to go on Niehaus. If so, that will be his second. Second foul a game on Austin Niehaus. It would appear that Coach Drew Logan's going to have to go to the bench. He'll bring Cameron Crow in, but not until Booth shoots the first of 2. It rattles around and finally goes down. Booth, averaging about 19 points a game, just picked up his first one, as Cameron Crow does indeed enter the lineup. Booth's second free throw, just like the other one. 2 for 2 for Ethan Booth. Give him 2 points on the night, makes it 14-9. A little bit of a double team there, and a turnover as coming up with a steal on the pass is McCullough. His pass off to Kinder is good. Kinder goes up and off the glass on the right side. Don't look now, but the Bulldogs have come storming back, utilizing some pressure defense. Now with the ball is Cameron Crow. He almost lost it. However, he's able to get it over on the wing to McGill. McGill looks inside, gives it off to Sturt. Sturt pops. This one's offline a little bit. Goes out of bounds. It'll go over to Staunton. So the Bulldogs trail 14-11, but momentum is on their side. It was 14-7 just a moment ago. They come up with 4 unanswered points, and now they'll bring the ball down with the possibility of drawing to within 1 or maybe even tying this one up. They trail by 3 as the ball goes off to McCullough. McCullough with a lead pass for Booth. Oh, Booth goes up. Alley-oop. Thank you very much. Foul on Corso. Possible 3-point play. So Corso will pick up his first. That'll be the 3rd team foul against Litchfield. Ethan Booth gets his first bucket of the day. Give him 4 points on the night and an opportunity to make the old-fashioned 3-point play. Comes up short on the iron. 40 seconds to go. It's a 1-point game. Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Corsell going to take it down to the lane. He kicks it off on the side to Stewart. Stewart dribbles back out front. Now gives off to Corsell. Corsell penetrates, kicks it out in the corner. Reverse back up for Stewart. His shot's no good. Fighting for the rebound. Going to be a foul called under the basket. And I'm not sure, did they get Booth on that one? I believe they did. And on Ethan Booth, that will be his second. And Booth is going to have a quick seat as Futrell will replace him in the Bulldog lineup. So just after coming up with four quick points. Ethan Booth is going to have to go to the sideline, probably for an extended time. Oh, come into Corso. Corso gets bumped quite hard, loses the ball on the shot. It comes up, and he's able to track it down in the corner. Corso's a strong kid, but I'll tell you what, he got chimed in there. Inside it goes to Boston, off the glass, no good. As the quarter comes to an end after one quarter of play, it is Litchfield 14, Staunton 13. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, stuck up here in the corner. Wish I'd have gone up a little bit higher now that I see this crowd standing the entire time. Good enthusiasm by these youngsters, who many of them dressed up with their Christmas PJs tonight. Purple Panthers get the ball first and give it to Blaine Stewart, who goes off the right side of the lane, off the glass, and it's good. 16-13 is the Litchfield lead. With the ball is Brent Kinder. Kinder trying to go into the corner. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. That'll be their sixth turnover of the game. Six miscues on Staunton. Five on the Purple Panthers. Blaine Stewart with the ball. Dribbles into the corner. Gives it up top to Boston. Passed up a three. Instead, he'll dish it over to Crow. Crow goes inside, and it comes back out to him. Now bounce pass to Boston. Little running one-hander is no good. It comes up short on the iron. Staunton comes back with the ball. It's Ray. Kicks it around on the wing to McCullough. Now to Kinder. Kinder with the ball. Dribbles out. Swings it back around. They'll go the other way, giving it off to Ray. He'll take it out between the circles on the dribble. 1 minute into quarter number two. Kinder with the ball. Loses control of it. Purple Panthers come up with a steal. Seven turnovers on Staunton. Back the other way. An ill-advised shot there, as that one was shot in traffic by Blake McGill. As the loose ball, I guess they're going to say the Purple Panthers traveled. Or maybe it was a jump ball. They'll give it to them on a jump ball. So it'll be Staunton ball trailing 16-13. As they'll swing the ball around to Kinder. Kinder has the ball stolen. Trying to make the entry pass. The Purple Panthers showing some good defense. They've taken it away a couple of times here in the early going. They go to Boston. And Futrell got away with a big reach over the top. No call, so therefore it's no foul. Back the other way, McCullough with the ball. McCullough swings the ball back up top to Kinder. Kinder to Ray between the circles. Ray goes inside and then down to the baseline. It'll go to McCullough. Again, a pass intercepted by the Purple Panthers defense. This time, it was Cameron Crowe. Some inefficient passing, shall we say, by the Bulldogs has cost them, as they trail by three, but they've had three opportunities. Three-point shot up, a little long and a little strong by Blake McGill. Coming up with the rebound is Frank Goss. Back this way come the Bulldogs. Up top it'll go to Goss. Now over on the wing to Ray. Ray looking to go to Futrell inside. His shot's over the rim. Corso comes up with the rebound on the backside. Down in the corner is Blaine Stewart. Corso going to drive down the lane. He's going to be fouled as he goes to the basket. We're going to say it was on the floor, I believe. With 5:23 to go, the foul is going to go against Kyle McCullough. That will be his first. And the Purple Panthers will inbound, as Corso will have the honors. They'll get the ball in. They'll go up, swing it around to Corso, who swung to the opposite side. Now he'll skip pass all the way across. Long three's up, off the iron, no good. And there's Goss for the rebound. Frank Goss, a 6'3 junior, comes up with a big rebound there. Bulldogs come down with 5 minutes to go till halftime, seeing if they can hang on to the ball and get a shot perhaps. Ray trying to go inside. Oh, nice bounce pass there to Brent Kinder. Kinder puts it off the glass for his 6 point, makes it a 1 point game. 16-15. Purple Panthers with the ball and the lead. They lose it in the corner for turnover number six. So the ball will go back over to the Bulldogs, who now have an opportunity to take the lead. First lead for them since early in the first quarter. when they hit the first basket of the game. Over to Goss it goes, into the corner. It'll now go to Kinder. Kinder's going to have his pass stolen away. Back the other way go the Purple Panthers. Shots up. Oh, the little finger roll was too sharp. And back comes the Bulldogs. So the Bulldogs, despite their 10th turnover of the game, did not lose any ground there as the Purple Panthers could not convert. 4:15 till halftime, 16-15, Litchfield with the lead. Inside they'll go, shots up and off the glass, no good by Brent Kinder. Kinder averaging about 10 points a game. He has 6 thus far tonight. It'll be Corso coming down on the drive as he'll try to cut back outside, reverses it to McGill. McGill gives off to Chase Hires in the ball game. Now they'll send it down to Blaine Stewart. Stewart's shot will not go. And back the other way come the Bulldogs, still trailing by 1. Kinder with the ball in the corner to Goss. Nope, too long, too strong. Stewart comes up with the rebound. He'll bring it down on the dribble. 3-3-3 showing on the second quarter clock. 16-15, Purple Panthers with a 1-point lead. Stewart picked up his dribble. He's in trouble now with a 5-second count. Almost got it. I think Coach Locks is wanting it there. Instead, he'll pass it, give it back, and Stewart will shoot. And Boston's going to get called for the reach over. Anthony Boston is going to pick up his first. That's about the 4th time tonight that a big guy has reached over a shorter person, but it's the first time that one got caught. That one was Anthony Boston. And so Staunton, with 3:05 to go here in the second quarter, will bring the ball down once again with a chance to take the lead. Teray, head of the key for 3. Will not go. Futrell fighting for the ball. Instead, it's going to be a foul on Futrell as good hustle that time by Blake McGill. He got to the ball first. Futrell didn't like it, so he gave him a little bit of a push. That'll be his first, team's 4th foul. Litchfield will inbound. And Stewart will bring it down on a dribble. 2:50 to go till halftime. 16-15. Litchfield by 1. Corso with the ball in the corner. Kicks it back up top to Hires. Hires to Corso, who lost the handle. Turnover number 7. Going the other way. It's Devin Ray. Gets his 7th point of the night. Gives the Panthers, the Bulldogs, their second lead of the night. They're up 17-16 with 2:22 showing on the second quarter clock. To Boston it goes at the free throw line. He's got cutters going off of him. That's Corso. Left-hand layup is up and good. John Corso with his first 2 points of the night. It's a seesaw affair. The lead goes back to the Purple Panthers, 18-17. Ray picks up his dribble between the circles. Gives it off to Goss. Now to Futrell. Futrell in the corner. Reverses it back around to McCullough. McCullough to Kinder. Kinder to Futrell. Shots up and no good. And I think Boston may have just picked up another foul. Yes, indeed. They will call Anthony Boston for his 2nd foul. So Boston has 2. Niehaus has 2. The 2 big guys for the Purple Panthers. As Jacob Futrell, the 6'6 junior, will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one rattles around, won't go down. He'll get another. Boston will have a seat as Cameron Crow will replace him in the Purple Panther lineup. Futrell is going to eye the second one, try the second one. Nope, it comes up short. However, it bounces right back into his hands. Goss for 3, will not go. Fighting for the rebound. There's Hires who comes away with it. Loose ball, and Hires happened to be in the right place at the right time. Grabbed that one out of the air. 18-17, Litchfield with a 1-point lead and the ball with 90 seconds to go in the first half. Corso on the dribble, kicks it over on the wing to Stewart. Stewart going to go back up top, kicks it over to Corso on the right wing. Corso down low, gives it off to Crow. Comes back up top to Hires. Hires between the circles, loses control. Turnover number 8. Ball, better check it. It's a little bit greasy tonight. A little bit slick, I would say. As we have 18 turnovers, and now the Bulldogs come up with yet another one. So they have 11. Back the other way, the little runner is no good for the Purple Panthers. Lane Stewart just shaking his head as he comes back to play defense. So 45 seconds to go, 18-17. Panthers with the lead, Bulldogs with the ball. Good hustling defense by Hires that time. Now Hires is going to get called for a foul on the floor. He got away with a couple of reach-ins, but the third time they said that's too much. On Chase, that'll be his first 16 foul against the Purple Panthers. Futrell's going to have a seat. Ethan Booth's going to re-enter with those two fouls with the final 35 seconds of the first half. Ray will inbound and get it to McCullough. McCullough will bring it down on a dribble with 30 seconds to go. Ray sets things up, spreads things out, as the Bulldogs want to wait for the last shot of the first half. Ray on the dribble. Purple Panthers backing off into more of a shell defense. Now they'll go around the horn to McCullough. Big time shot. Up and good. The back door was wide open. Brent Kinder leaped up, grabbed the ball, deposited it, gave the Purple Panthers the lead. The shot's up on the buzzer. They're going to count the shot on the buzzer. What an outstanding way to end the first half, as the Purple Panthers will get that shot to go. They will give that to Cameron Crow. So Crow's going to pick up the two, and with that, the Panthers are going to go to the locker room at halftime with a 20-19 lead. You can hear from the sound of the crowd, half the people dressed out in purple were very pleased with that call. Half the people dressed out in red were very displeased. But nonetheless, the shot counts, coming from Cameron Crow. His first 2 points of the game give the Litchfield Purple Panthers a 20-19 lead here at halftime. We'll take a break and be back after these messages on WSMI. We're ready to get third quarter action underway as the Purple Panthers will get the ball to start the quarter. They have a 20-19 lead. They'll go inside to Boston. He'll stop and pop from 14. Anthony Boston, with his 8th point of the game, makes it 22-19. As now the Bulldogs will set their offense up down at the other end. They'll go into the corner to Ray, bring it back up top to Goss. Goss to Ray in the corner. Now the reverse over to Booth. Back out to Ray for three. Rolls around off the glass and goes down. Okay, are they going to give Ray the basket? There's a foul on the ensuing rebound. They're going to count the basket for Devin Ray. Give him three. Gives him 10 for the game. Give the foul. Not sure who the foul went on. Okay. Uh-oh. The foul went on Ethan Booth, who will pick up his third 30 seconds into the third quarter. Now the pass, out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Purple Panthers. That will be their 9th turnover. So a big three-pointer by Devin Ray ties this game up at 22. However, the third foul on Ethan Booth puts him on the sideline. They'll reverse to Futrell. As Futrell has the ball in the corner, it'll go back up top and off to McCullough. Out of bounds, last touch by the Bulldogs. Some haphazard passing, shall we say, has resulted in numerous turnovers tonight. 1 minute into quarter number three, 22-22. With the ball is McGill. He'll lose it. The Bulldogs are not only going to get the steal, but Kyle McCullough is going to give him the lead as he goes coast to coast, gets the layup, makes it 24-22 Staunton. Another turnover on the Purple Panthers, giving them 9 now. To Niehaus, into the corner to Corso. Corso looking to try to get the ball into Boston. He's surrounded. They finally get it to him. Back up top to Niehaus. Over on the wing, it'll go to McGill. Give and go to the hole, off the glass, no good. Blake McGill just having all sorts of problems getting that finger roll to go. Now the Bulldogs bring it back the other way, and they'll throw it away again for their 13th turnover. This time a stop and pop, and it rolls off the basket again. McGill is upset. He's wanting Coach to take me out of this game. He said, I'm just having trouble. Coach says, keep on going. You'll fight your way out of this one. Good confidence by the coach. Goss with the ball. Inside it goes to Kinder. Kinder back up top to Goss. Goss traveled, but they didn't call it. He'll get the ball into Kinder, who will burrow his way into the lane and draw the foul. Kinder to the free throw line to shoot a pair. This foul, I believe, is going to go against Niehaus. Yes, it does. That will be the third foul on Austin Niehaus. And it'll send Brent Kinder to the free throw line to shoot two. Kinder with eight on the night, looking to see if he can get in double digits with these two free throws. He'll eye the first, try the first, and buy the first. Now Niehaus will have a seat, as he'll be replaced in the Purple Panther lineup by Cameron Crow. And Brent Kinder will get ready to shoot his second free throw. We've got everybody set up. Officials are satisfied. The lane is filled properly. He'll give Kinder the ball. He'll take a couple of dribbles. Eye it. Try it. Can't buy it. Boston comes up with a rebound. 5:30 to go here in the third quarter. Bulldogs with a 25-22 lead. Pass is an errant one. It goes off the hands of the Purple Panthers. They have committed 10 turnovers. Both teams have a little bit of problem hanging on the ball tonight. 25-22, Bulldogs with the lead and the ball. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Over on the wing, it goes to Ray. Ray's pass inside is deflected and stolen by the Purple Panthers. More turnovers, and here comes another one back the other way as Kinder does it. Kinder goes into the rim, lays it up. It rolls off the rim. It's been that kind of night for both teams. 14 turnovers on SHS, 11 turnovers on Litchfield. 25-22, almost as many turnovers, or more turnovers, than baskets. To the corner it goes. Corso swings it back to Stewart. He'll stop and pop from the elbow. Off the iron, no good. Goss comes up with a rebound. He'll go back the other way, giving it off to Kinder. Kinder says, here, Mr. Ray, you take the ball, as Kinder will head down to the low post. McCullough will set up on the wing. Kinder will come to the high post. They'll skip pass all the way across, get it off to McCullough. McCullough to Goss. Goss will dribble in the corner, almost threw it away. Ray, however, gets it into Kinder. Kinder goes trying to make a power move to the basket. Problem was, forgot to put the ball on the floor while he was shuffling his feet. 15th turnover of the game on the Bulldogs. 15 turnovers, 25 points. First on. And they've got the lead. 11 turnovers, 22 points for Litchfield. They trail by three as we hit the halfway mark of quarter number three. Boston kicks it back up top to Stewart. Stewart, looking at Cameron Crow on the high post, wants to get it to him. Instead, he'll go over on the wing, giving it off to Boston. Shots up, no good. They'll fight for the rebound, and they'll call a jump ball. The arrow will favor the Bulldogs. So with 3:49 to go here in the third quarter, leading 25-22, Staunton will have the ball. Kinder will toss it in to McCullough. And the Bulldogs will walk it down the floor. 3:45 showing on that third quarter clock. McCullough to Kinder. Kinder took one dribble, decided the lane wasn't where he wanted to be. They tried to throw it inside to Futrell. Futrell almost lost it, but Goss is there to save the day over on the wing. Now they'll reverse it back to the other side, try to get the ball into Kinder. He'll reverse it back to the far side to Goss. Bottom of the net. Frank Goss drains a three, making it 28-22. That's the first points for Goss tonight, but it was a big one. Now the Bulldogs almost had another steal. Deflected, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kyle McCullough. Trailing now 28-22, the Panthers decide they want to take a timeout. As they take a break, we will too. You're listening to WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer tonight. I'm Gary Boker. trying to look over the crowd as the Staunton faithful, the student body, they have been decked out in their Santa Claus hats and all ready for a festive season, and they've been standing the whole time cheering on their Bulldogs, and it's working as Staunton has a 28-22 lead as we hit the three-minute mark of the third quarter. Corso with the ball at the free throw line extended over on the left side. He'll bring it back up top to Stewart. He'll fire a long three off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Boston comes up with it. Kinder's going to get called for the foul. Kinder didn't think he had anything but ball. What he has is his first foul of the game. For Brent, he's got one foul. He has 9 points. Boston to the free throw line to shoot two. He'll eye the first one, try the first one. He'll not buy the first one. That's the first miss for the Purple Panthers from the free throw line tonight. It's only the second free throw they've shot. He'll get another one as he'll eye it again. He'll try it again. Nope, he can't buy it again. Now we're going to have a foul going the other way as fighting for the rebound, Cameron Crow is going to get called. I can't really say reaching over because at his height he doesn't reach over that well, but he evidently there was a little extra activity in there. He wasn't in disagreement. He knew he went in trying to get a rebound, and that's what came of it. So the Bulldogs will take the ball down. Goss, who just hit a three, he gets another one. Bottom of the net. Don't look now, but the Frank Goss Show is playing here at Staunton High School. He has 6 points. Now Raig almost came up with a steal. It's deflected back to Boston. Off to Corso for three. No. That one did everything but go in. Boston, however, comes up with a rebound and the putback. 4 1/4, 10 in the game for Anthony Boston makes it a 31-24 game as the Panthers trail by 7. And the Bulldogs are going to be kind of patient. Bulldogs doing this now. Futrell with the ball down low with Ethan Booth on the sideline, and they have still been successful in attaining this lead. Ray's shot goes off the glass. Corso comes up with it, and he'll bring it back the other way. 1:40 to go in the third quarter. Pass between the legs is an errant one. It'll go into the hands of the Bulldogs. Turnover number 12 on LHS with 90 seconds to go. Following a 20-19 halftime deficit, the Bulldogs have opened up a 31-24 lead here. They're taking patient care of the ball as Ray's going to pick it up. And as he does, he's going to be fouled on reach-in. And I believe this one's going to go against Blaine Stewart. Stewart will pick up his first. That's the third team foul on the Purple Panthers here in the second half. With 1:10 to go, Staunton has the ball. Kinder gets it in the corner to Goss. That's Frank three-point Goss. You might know him. He's canned two threes here in the quarter. Now he's looking at a third one. No, he'll kick it back out top to Ray. Ray will dribble down to the head of the key and then pull it back out. 2-3 zone by the Purple Panthers here. And the Bulldogs going to do a little bit of a weave. Well, Goss isn't too much into the weave stuff. He says they'll give it to Kinder. Now the two of them meet right in front of the table. And a reach-in foul going to be called on Stewart. Stewart not that happy with that one as he felt like he had all ball. The man with the black and white stripes thought otherwise. Now with 40 seconds to go, Ethan Booth will come into the ball game. And Zach DeVries will have a seat. 35 seconds and counting as McCullough with the ball. He and Kinder play catch. Now it's McCullough holding the ball as we hit the 25-second mark. Coach Locks is telling him, hold on to it, hold on to it, hold on to it, be patient. He and Ray play a little catch. Now it's back up top, and over on the wing it goes to Goss. Goss to Ray on the left side. Ray goes inside to Kinder. His shot's up, rolls around, goes down, and he'll go to the line. What an outstanding play by Brent Kinder. As he simply powered his way to the basket, spun to the hole. They got the shot to go. They'll get one free throw. The foul is going to go against Boston, I do believe. As Kinder gets ready to shoot the free throw. Boston indeed picks up his third foul. Coach Drew Logan not too happy with that call. And he's trying to get an explanation from the official. As Kinder's free throw's up, rolls around, won't go down. However, Goss comes up the rebound. He powers his way right through the lane. However, as he does, he dribbles on the baseline for turnover number 16. 16 turnovers, 33 points, and they have the lead. 33-24, final 2 seconds. Stewart from three-quarters court is no good. Three quarters are in the book, and as we head to the fourth quarter, it is now Staunton 33, Litchfield 24. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. The Litchfield Purple Panthers were limited to 4 points in that third quarter. A couple of buckets by Anthony Boston. On the other hand, the Staunton Bulldogs got 6 points from Frank Goss from three-point land, two of them, and another three from Devin Ray. They outscored Litchfield 14-4, turned a one-point deficit into a nine-point game. Now, as the Purple Panthers come down, they're going to be called for a double dribble, and that's the way the fourth quarter starts. 13 turnovers on Litchfield, 16 turnovers on Staunton. Staunton with a nine-point lead. Ray takes it down the left side. Now he'll come back out on the dribble, give it off to Kinder. Kinder fires it across into the corner. It goes to Goss, deflected and out of bounds. It'll still be Staunton ball. 7:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. 33-24, Staunton with the lead and the ball. As we said, a very productive third quarter, 14 points. They had three threes, and for about the third time tonight, the official has to tell the Bulldogs, get your shirt tucked in, please. Ethan Booth, his first points since the first quarter, gives him six, makes it 35-24. Young man who spent a lot of time sitting on the bench with three fouls comes up with a big bucket there. Now back the other way, it goes to Boston. Off to McGill, his three-point shot is no good. It'll go out of bounds, last touch by the Purple Panthers. Niehaus comes into the lineup. He'll replace Cameron Crow. As the Bulldogs holding on to an 11-point lead, 35-24, 7 minutes away from victory number four. The Bulldogs bring the ball down on a dribble. It'll be Ray, and a foul going to be called away from the ball. And I think this one indeed is going to go against Ethan Booth. Never has one person got away with so little. As he'll pick up his fourth foul, he spent more time on the bench than he has on the floor tonight. Deep in the corner, three-pointer up and good. As that time, Blaine Stewart drained a tray on the rebound. There was a foul. And the foul is going to be against number five on a clear out. So that means that Litchfield will get the 3 points and they'll get the ball back, as Devin Ray going to be guilty of a clear out foul, which means that it happened after the basket and is therefore the same as a turnover. Well, we need a few more of those, don't we? Blaine Sturt will inbound, 35-27. It's an 8-point Bulldog lead. Bounce pass to Sturt. His three won't go. Niehaus runs it down in the corner. He'll give it off to Corso. Corso brings it around on the dribble. Sturt thought about a three. Instead, oh, nice one-hand scoop pass there as he gets it off to McGill. Blake got a little bit of a dribble there. Decides to give it back to Sturt for a three. Bottom of the net. Blaine Stewart comes up with his second tray of the fourth quarter, his third tray of the night, Give him 6 points in the quarter. Give him 13 points in the game. Makes this a five-point ball game. 35-30. Staunton still has the lead. Time out on the floor. 6:17 to go in the fourth quarter of this exciting game that you're listening to on WSMI. It is a game of spurts. The third quarter belonged to the Bulldogs as they hit three trays, two of them from Frank Goss. Outscored the Purple Panthers 14-4 to take a nine-point lead. Now as we head to the fourth quarter, it is Blaine Sturt with a couple of threes, as he has drawn the Purple Panthers back to within five. Goss with the ball over on the right wing, gets it back out top, and it's turned over once again. Another miscue by the Bulldogs. Corso brings it down on the dribble, almost lost it. Gets it to Boston. Boston does lose it, as it'll be a turnover each way. I think maybe they need to check that ball. Perhaps there's too much air in it, because it sure is bouncing all over the place. Kinder is going to travel. He couldn't decide whether he wanted to drive or a little shovel pass in the lane. Couldn't make up his mind. What he does is give the ball over. 19 turnovers on Staunton. They lead 35-30 as Litchfield will inbound. They have outscored the Bulldogs 6-2 here in the fourth quarter. Trail by five. Foul going to be called. Now they're going to call kicking the ball. And the official calls a foul, and then he calls it kicking the ball, but then he doesn't call a foul. Okay. Got me confused. Definitely has Coach Drew Logan confused. In any event, the kicking the ball is a violation, not a foul, I guess. Staunton gets the ball back. Kinder at the elbow to Goss down in the corner. Back to Kinder. Kinder being guarded by Stewart. Going to go to the hole, loses control, regains control. Nope, they're going to say he double dribbled before he got an outstanding shot to drop. So yet another turnover negates an outstanding play by Brent Kinder as he went to the basket but took one too many steps without saying, "Mother, may I?" 35-30 as we hit the five-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Bulldogs with the lead. Purple Panthers have it go off their fingers and out of bounds. Turnover number 16. 16 turnovers on LHS, 20 turnovers on SHS, unofficial totals. But officially, at the five-minute mark of the fourth quarter, it is 35-30, Staunton with the lead and the ball. To Kinder, who leans in, has his shot blocked by Boston, and Boston's going to be called for the foul. And on Anthony Boston, that will be personal foul number four. And I tell you what, Coach Drew Logan said he went straight up, and the official says no, he went into his arm. I thought the official was starting to signal a tee. But he's cutting him a little bit of slack here, giving him a little discussion and an explanation of why he called the foul. I don't think he's going to convince Coach Logan, who simply puts his hands up and then puts his hands behind his back and says, okay, if that's the way it is. Kinder to the free throw line as he'll shoot two. First one's up, and it's good. A dozen points on the night for Brent Kinder, as he's averaging just under 10, and now he's over 10 with 12. Looking for number 13. He'll eye it again, try it again, and buy it again. Two in the quarter, 13 in the game. 37-30, it's a seven-point lead for the Bulldogs. Litchfield trying to go down to the corner, and it's deflected, goes back into the backcourt. Corso retrieves it. 4-4-4 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Corso on a dribble, gets it into Boston. Boston to the free throw line, gives off to Stewart for three. Oh, that one comes up short. Rebound there for Niehaus, is up and good. Austin Niehaus in the right place at the right time, picks up his fifth point, makes it 37-32. Over on the wing it goes. There's Goss, who had those threes earlier. He'll try it again. Too long, too strong. Boston with the rebound. It's going to be stolen away by Goss. Off to Futrell. Futrell shot will not go. They fight for the rebound. Futrell gets it back and puts it in on the second effort. Jacob Futrell with an outstanding rebound and putback makes it 39-32. Corso shoots an air ball from three-point land. That one was wide left. So it will be Bulldog ball. 3:54 for the fourth quarter. 39-32. Staunton with the ball and the lead. to Kinder, who has it stripped away. Lead pass off. Outstanding defense there by McCullough, who come racing down the floor, swat what looked like an easy layup out of the air. And so it'll be Litchfield ball. They trail 39-32. Futrell is going to come out, and Ethan Booth is coming back into the game. Booth playing with four fouls. Boston playing with four fouls. And it comes to McGill, Blake McGill, off to Stewart. Stewart's three-pointer will not go. Austin Niehaus with a putback. He got hacked in the act, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. One official tells the other official, you go ahead and take the call to the table. I need a rest. I can appreciate that. Foul will go on McCullough. It'll be his second. To the free throw line, Niehaus kicks it off, back iron. He'll get another. Purple Panthers are 0 for 3 from the free throw line here in this half. They were 1 for 1 down at the other end. They're 0 for 4 now. And there's Booth coming away with a big rebound. Inside 3:30 we go as Niehaus missed both of those free throws. To Goss in the corner. He wants to drive the baseline. He'll stop and pop from 12. It won't go. Niehaus fighting for the rebound. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. Coach Locke's trying to explain to Frank Goss, that wasn't the move I wanted from you at this juncture of the game. It's all part of the learning process. Over on the wing it goes to McGill. Blake gives it up to Corso. Corso to Niehaus. Niehaus back to Corso. Corso looking for Stewart. Nope. Going to be a travel call. Going to be a travel call on the Purple Panthers. The whistle did not make much of a noise, but the official had the call made. And so the scoreboard does not change. The turnover is the 17th of the game on the Purple Panthers. Inside 3 minutes we have gone. 2:59 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Bulldogs have the lead and the ball. Ray picks up his dribble, gives it off to McCullough. McCullough picks up his dribble, goes inside to Kinder. Kinder with a double fake, gets the shot to drop as he got the defenders to go skying. When they came down, he went up. Foul going to be called. I believe this is going to go against. Yep, that's going to be number 4 on Austin Niehaus. And Brent Kinder, the 6'2 senior, got two. Wants one more here. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He can't buy it. He thought he had another free throw coming. Everybody just kind of stood there. And the referee started to count because the 10-second count was on. Stewart with a long three goes off the iron. Niehaus goes strong to the glass on the rebound and puts it in. Austin Niehaus, 4 points in the quarter, 7 points in the game for Niehaus. Makes it a 7-point game, 41-34. Ray with the ball. In the corner, he'll go to Kinder. Kinder looking to try to get the ball into Booth. Booth being guarded by Boston, both with four fouls. Now he'll go back up top to Ray at the 2:10 mark. Ray pulls it out, says, let's set things up. Booth wanted a baseline pass. It wasn't there. He looked for Kinder. Instead, he'll try to go to the post, and the Purple Panthers will get the ball back. 22 turnovers on Staunton. Corso getting the ball inside to Boston. Over to Stewart for a three. Off back iron, no good. McGill comes up with the rebound. They'll reset. Blaine has the ball out in front of Coach Logan. Coach Logan says, I think you're in range. He'll try to bounce pass inside. It's stolen away by Ethan Booth. Turnover number 18 on LHS. 90 seconds to go as timeout is going to be called on the floor. Let's set it up for you. Staunton 41, Litchfield 34, 1:34 showing on the fourth quarter clock. We have a timeout. As they take a break, we will too. You're listening to WSMI. Want to remind you of an outstanding Saturday coming your way. WSMI Spotlight on Sports will give you all the scores from Mid-Illinois. That comes your way at 7:30 in the morning on WSMI FM 106.1. Then it'll be the WSMI Sports Saturday Show coming your way at 9:02 a.m. on WSMI FM 106.1. Then girls high school basketball, Hillsboro at Litchfield, coming your way live at 2:45 on WSMI FM 106.1 and WSMIRadio.com. If that weren't enough, tomorrow, Illini basketball coming your way. It's the bragging rights game as the Illini lost a tough one last year. Mark Smith, the former Illini, went back to Mizzou and took it to the Illini. Well, the Illini, with revenge on their mind, they will have the bragging rights game in St. Louis tomorrow. It's Illinois versus Missouri at 11 a.m. on WAOX 105.3, the Ox. Well, we have a minute 34 to go here. Staunton will inbound. They'll get it in to Ray. The Bulldogs with a seven-point lead. Ray, being guarded by Corso, is going to dribble and finally pick it up between the circles. Now, wanting a five-second count, Coach Drew Logan is trying to help the referee, but they get rid of the ball, do the Bulldogs, and continue to work it on. Now, as Kinder has the ball, he's going to be fouled on the play by Blaine Stewart. Stewart's going to pick up his third, all coming here in the second half. That's the seventh team foul. That will send Brent Kinder to the free throw line to shoot one. And a bonus. 1:17 showing on the fourth quarter clock. All four Staunton players who are not shooting free throws are back here in defensive mode. Kinder's free throw's up, and it's good. He now has 5 points in the quarter, 16 points in the game. Ties the second, tries the second one, buys the second one. That increases that lead to 43-34. It's a 9-point lead. To the hole goes Corson. It comes up short. Goss comes away with the rebound. We head to the 1 minute mark as Gray will take it down on the dribble. Corso goes after him and fouls him. That was one of those unintentional, intentional fouls. We got to stop the clock with 1:01 to go. It'll send Devin Ray to the free throw line. Ray tonight has 10 points. It'll be a 1-1 for Devin Ray. His first trip to the charity stripe tonight. He'll eye it, he'll try it, and he'll buy it. 5 made free throws out of 6 here in the fourth quarter. And that has helped the Bulldogs open up a 10-point lead. It stays at 10 as he missed the second. Corso brings it down quickly. Into Boston it goes. Boston over to McGill. McGill's three-point attempt will not go. Slapping the ball out of bounds is Kyle McCullough. So it'll remain the Purple Panther ball. They need points, and they need them in bunches. Blaine Stewart has 2 threes here in the fourth quarter. He will inbound it, kicking it in to Niehaus. They'll reverse back around as it's going to be intercepted. Coming up with some good defense there was Kyle McCullough. He saw the reversal pass coming. He jumped the route, and now the foul is going to be called against Boston, and Anthony is going to pick up his fifth foul, and he'll have a seat with 10 points tonight. It'll be 2 free throws for Frank Goss. Goss, who has a pair of threes on the night, will get 2 because they're in the double bonus. He'll miss the first, but get another. 39 seconds between the end of the game and the Bulldogs getting their win. Goss misses the second one. Corso passes around. They'll fight for the rebound, and going to be some pushing and shoving going on all over the place. As this time it's going to be, the referee made it look like it was a body slam. I don't know if it was quite that bad. They'll call the foul on number 30, Ethan Booth. So Booth, averaging 19 points a game, is going to foul out with 6 points tonight. And I imagine that if you told Coach Locks that you would hold your big guy down to 6 points and still win the ball game, he would say not likely so, but that's what's happened here tonight. Now a turnover gives the ball back to the Purple Panthers. Blaine Stewart with a long three in the corner will not go. We've got a jump ball. 2 guys went down hard, Dutrell and Corso. Neither one wanted to give up the ball. With 17 seconds to go, the arrow will favor, I believe it's going to favor the Bulldogs. 44-34 is our score. The Bulldogs, who trailed by 1 at halftime on that controversial shot right at the buzzer, have come storming back in the second half, outscoring Litchfield 14-4 in the third quarter. Now here in the fourth quarter, they're holding on to a 10-point lead with 17 seconds to go. Kinder with the dribble, being guarded by Stewart. I think they're going to let this one run out as both teams are satisfied that they've taken it to the hilt, given it all they could, and the home team, the Staunton Bulldogs, is going to come away with a 44-34 victory over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap this exciting SCC action that you've been listening to on WSMI. Well, as the big crowd leaves the Staunton Gymnasium, the home team, of course, very pleased with a 44-34 victory. The visitors will head back to Litchfield as the Purple Panthers will see their season record drop to 5-5. And they will be 1-1 in conference play. And as we said, both of these teams next week will be headed to the Carlinville tournament. We will have several games from the Carlinville tournament. Each night we will do the last two games of the evening. So that means on Thursday, December 26th, we'll have Carlinville and Hillsboro's boys playing at 6 o'clock. Calhoun will be taking on these Litchfield boys at 7:30. On Friday the 27th, East Alton Wood River takes on these Staunton boys. And at 7:30, Carlinville takes on these Litchfield boys. On Saturday, December 28th, Carlinville takes on Calhoun at 6 o'clock. Staunton takes on Gillespie at 7:30. On Monday, we'll have the boys and girls championship games coming your way at 6 and 7:30. So it's going to be a busy week next week once we get past the Christmas holiday. It'll be holiday tournament action coming your way from Carlinville. But first things first, this one is in the books, and it is a 44-34 victory for the Staunton Bulldogs. Looking at the individual scoring first for the Litchfield Purple Panthers, as we said, their overall season record drops to 5-5. They now drop to 1-1 in conference play. They were led by Blaine Stewart, who had 13 points on the night, including three threes. Then it was 10 points for Anthony Boston, 7 points for Austin Niehaus, 2 points each for John Corso and Cameron Crow. Quarters of 14, 6, 4, and 10. The Purple Panthers were but 1 for 5 from the free throw line and 0 for 4 in the second half. They committed 19 turnovers, and as we said, see their overall season record drop to 5-5 and their conference record drop to 1-1. For the victorious Staunton Bulldogs, they were led in scoring by Brent Kinder, the 6'2 senior, who had 17 points. And then in double figures also was Devin Ray, who chipped in with 11, including a pair of threes. Then it was 6 points for Frank Goss, who had 2 big threes in that third quarter, and 6 points for Ethan Booth, who actually spent most of the time on the bench tonight. 2 points each for Kyle McCullough and Jacob Futrell. Quarters of 13, 6, 14, and 11. The Staunton Bulldogs were but 8 for 17 from the free throw line, not a good statistic. They were guilty of 22 turnovers, not a good statistic. But they came out with a W and put that one on the left side of the column, and that is a good statistic. With the victory, Staunton now moves to 4-2 overall, and they are 1-1 in conference play. Well, that's going to about do it from here at Staunton High School. We want to thank all the fine folks here at Staunton for their hospitality. Of course, thank you to you fans for listening in, and a special thanks goes back to all of our sponsors who help make these high school basketball broadcasts possible. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Megan Cordy, our producer for tonight's game. One final time, our final score from here at Staunton High School. Staunton, 44. Litchfield, 34. Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.